Healing Our Brokenness, episode 59, entitled The Gift of Margin. When you think about the word margin, what comes to mind? In the dictionary, we see that margin, whether we're talking about a piece of paper, or whether we're talking about in our lives, it involves extra space. When you have a sheet of notebook paper, and I can remember back to those days when I was in grammar school, the teachers would always remind us not to go outside of the margin. So the margins allowed us space without going over to the edge, so to speak. And we could look at the paper nice and neatly, and it would flow better rather than the words just going all the way over, back and forth, and there didn't seem to be any type of disruption in the space. It was better for us to view, and it was also better for the teacher to look at our papers. When it comes to our lives, margin also involves extra time and space. What are the benefits of margin? And then we're going to dissect as well. That's the first thing we'll dissect. And the second thing along with that will be the burdens of not having margin. When we have margin, one of the main things that it allows for is for us to literally be filled up and healthy in all areas. And some of those areas, these are the main parts that I want to bring out, is emotionally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, intellectually, socially, financially. When we forget to leave room in all of these areas, and there is no margin in any of these areas, we start to suffer all over. It just becomes a domino effect. Just not having margin in our lives, it actually affects each and every one of these areas, even if it seems like one area may not be related to another. So one of the first things I want to dissect is that margin gives us time. Time to think. And what are those things that we need to think about? Number one, what do I need in order to thrive? These are some of the ideas that I came up with as far as the different things that have helped me when I have margin. Number two, what gives me life? Number three, what pulls me emotionally? Number four, am I doing too much? So those are some things that are food for thought. And then the second thing that I want to mention is that when we have margin, we can allow ourselves to go deep on an emotional, psychological, and spiritual level. We can get deeper, rather, and then we can allow ourselves to become more self-aware and increase in our level of discernment. One thing that happens when we don't have enough margin, we tend to see what everyone else is doing. We're judging how everybody else is parenting, how they're cooking, how their household is run, how they do devotions, how it is that they worship at church, what goes on at their jobs, what we think they should be doing or not doing. When we give ourselves more margin, we have that time to really evaluate whether our worth should be put in effort, should be put in analyzing what someone else is doing and putting all of that time and energy on our patterns of behavior. Another thing that margin does is that it allows for creativity. And everyone has different outlets when it comes to creativity. For myself, I like to sometimes paint a picture. It's very therapeutic for me. I like to cook. I like to bake. I like to study foreign languages. And all of those are different activities that's involving the mind and putting different links and thoughts and words and measuring and that type of thing together. I wonder if I add half a cup of almond flour and half a cup of coconut flour, what that would do. If it's foreign language, if I say this a little bit higher, this sound, will it change the meaning of the word? But when we are not allowing ourselves margin, we are not able to increase our levels of creativity. That area gets stunted. And I notice with myself, if I am not allowing myself too much margin, then something that I enjoy doing, like cooking and baking, if I'm baking cookies or cooking, instead of it being a pleasure-filled activity where I'm creating and I'm learning and I'm enjoying it and I'm listening to my 70s music, it can turn into an activity of pain. So it's no longer creativity involved. It's just doing something because I'm just doing it just to be doing it, as my mother would say. And that's because I have not allowed myself margin. I am wondering about what it is I need to do next. So then in that sense, it's no longer fun. I've turned a creative activity into a stressed activity because I have to get out the door. And I have done that way too many times. Another thing that margin does is that it allows us an opportunity to plan better. We can think and process better. And when we can think and process better, we can plan better. Okay, instead of me trying to get the whole house cleaned in 2 days, how about I use a 10-day period, make myself a list of all the different things I need to get done, spread it out. So when it's time to have company over and me to really show hospitality the way that Jesus would have me to do, then I'm not feeling stressed. And there's more enjoyment when your company is there. And when we plan better, we appreciate the little bitty things in life. And those little things could be as simple as seeing a sunset while you're driving home, walking to the beach and watching the sunset as well, calling a friend to check on them, or vice versa, having a friend to call you and them checking on you. Another thing that margin does is that it helps us reduce anxiety and depression. And why is that? We're not rushing to see what the very next thing is that we need to check off on our list. My list had gotten so ridiculous, I literally had about 20 items to check off per day. And when I started working full time, reality set in really quick. It's like, Tina, you're not going to be able to do all these things you were doing during the week and work full time. The evenings need to be dedicated to relaxation, filling yourself up, recovering from work, and just taking it easy. And it took me a while to figure that out, But little by little, I had to start Xing things off of my list. Yes, you can read a book. You might not be able to read as many as before during your downtime, but yes, you can read a book during your margin. But before, I would try to read sometimes 10 books, a little bit of 10 books each day. You can only do so much. So even when it's a good thing, if you don't have the time to do it, then you don't have the time to do it. And I was still trying to do the same exact thing and work full time. And I even had a reality check on the weekends. There are only so many hours a day. And either I want to be busy back to back every day, all day long, or I want to do the most important things, have to let some things go and do it another time and then just move forward from there. And when we don't allow ourselves margin, we start to dread even the good things, the things that we enjoy doing, because we haven't had any time to just chill, to just do nothing. If we just want to lay on the couch and watch a program and just be still for an hour or do nothing, not even watch TV, just lay there and be still and let our minds decompress and meditate. Then those things that we enjoy doing becomes nothing but dread. Now when I give myself, since I've been giving myself more margin, I realize that I have to have some chill time. And I have to have that time each and every day. And it can't just include me taking a nap and that being sufficient for me. So I have actually had to really be careful about structuring my schedule now. The next thing that having margin does is that it allows us more time to gain knowledge and wisdom and learning in certain new areas that we had not thought about doing before, whether it's taking up a language, taking up a dance class, a computer class, whatever area of interest it is that we have, margin allows us the time and space to be able to do that. And it also gives us the time and space to have more patience. Instead of reacting, we are able to respond better. For one while, I was living in nothing but a trauma zone in my house. And instead of responding to my children, I was reacting to everything that they were doing, which was not good. I had not given myself enough time for self-care, which brings us to another point. Margin allows us time for self-care. Lack of self-care causes us to react instead of responding. And when you are on an airplane, they always tell you to put the mask, the oxygen mask, over your face first before you try to help someone else. And so when you have margin, you're able to see that. I can be the best mom, the best wife, the best daughter, the best friend, the best teacher, the best whatever it is that you're trying to be when I have taken care of myself first instead of putting everyone else first as far as self-care and taking care of yourself last. People get the best of us when we have taken care of ourselves. Psalm 46:10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." So it's right then and there that God has shown us the connection between being still and knowing, getting that knowledge that He is God. I hope that something I've said today has actually caused you to stop and wonder and evaluate and analyze your process for your life and whether you are giving yourself the gift of margin. Margin becomes a gift because we reap benefits of giving ourselves the extra space. Initially, it's painful. It might be uncomfortable because we have this empty space where we're not doing anything. But after a while, we will start to see changes happening. And as with anything, when we start to go back and backslide and not give him margin, we will also be able to tell we need to really quickly implement it once again. Thank you for living. Yes, I am thankful that you're living, but thank you for listening to Healing Our Brokenness, episode 59, The Gift of Margin. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and until next time.
And nights never so cold, without his grace, how could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? How would I have seen what he had in store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again? The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. The love that refined. So much for me.